Good evening, friends, and welcome to SearchVB.com's news podcast. I am Jack Vaughn for SearchVB.com, and I'm joined by Brian Eastwood, Associate Editor. We will be your news readers. Today, again, our discussion is about where VB is going. Is it better in VS 2005? You will hear that, and also you'll hear about last month's Mix 06 conference, where SearchVB.com was on hand as Microsoft rolled out a slew of new tools for new types of computer clients. We will briefly cover other news as well, including word that after many years, Apple is saying yes, or at least maybe, to Windows. According to our friends at the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the number of programmers has decreased in recent years, and that's at the same time that the number of software engineers increased. You're probably aware of this trend, whether you are involved with Visual Basic, C#, scripting languages like Iron, Python, or Monad, or for that matter with Visual Fox Pro. Okay, maybe a few quote-unquote programmers just chose new job titles when the survey went out, titles like software engineer and chief architect. Maybe things haven't changed that much, but both the Java and the .NET movements have led to greater use of object technology, and software architects are being called upon to produce blueprints, actually object and services frameworks, that try to lead us out of the land of hardwired spaghetti code. Our sister site, the ServerSide.net, covered those very topics and learned more about Microsoft's take on software design patterns last month at the company's Patterns and Practices Summit in the Boston area. As we've discussed in the past, the move to objects in the form of VB.NET has represented both an upgrading and a challenge for the VB community. At the Patterns and Practices Summit, we asked presenter Billy Hollis about the state of Visual Basic. Hollis is a trainer, consultant, and author. In fact, he's the co-author of the first book ever published on VisualBasic.net. That was VB.NET Programming on the Public Beta from Rocks Press. We asked him the same question we are asking everybody. Does VB 2005 have the spirit of the original VB? Did Microsoft get it right this time? Billy Hollis told us the key factor in VB's long-term vitality was how well it did very routine data-oriented apps. Let's hear from him at the conference.
Now, there are really a number of very typical things that you have to do for data-oriented apps that you still have a little bit of a hill to climb when you first get started doing applications. And the larger the application is, the less consequence that is, because you get over that hill and then you understand how to do something, and it's a smaller part of the overall development process. But if you're developing a very simple application, then the phase of getting over that hill tends to be proportionally bigger as a part of the project. And so the simpler the apps are, the more I think there is some room to improve how quickly people are able to get up to speed and get started. And that, of course, has always been the reason people got Visual Basic in the first place, is that they felt that it was something they could use to very quickly produce straightforward applications. So while certainly 2005 does give us a boost over 2003 in that respect, there are still a number of things I think can be done to further improve that, and I think the team is looking at those over the next couple of years to see what kind of things would give them the biggest bang for the buck to improving the product in that area.
Maybe the classical technology pendulum is at work here. Visual Basic had to get more complex to deal with the more complex deployments, but it is difficult to bring the whole VB community over to objects, though Microsoft is trying. As Ruby on Rails and other down, well, we won't say dirty, we'll just say fast languages, as they come along to do quick mashups and so forth, Microsoft will need to tailor versions of VB for really rad style development. Keep an eye on its Iron Python dynamic scripting language too. So now, let's check in on the world of Mix 06 and web design and turn it over to Brian Eastwood.
Thanks, Jack. Though I left Las Vegas with $25 in gambling debt, the Mix 06 party sponsored by Microsoft had free drinks, so it's fair to say that I broke even in the end. The main goal of Mix 06 was to bridge the gap between web developers and designers, In this regard, the showstopper was Windows Presentation Foundation. This is one of three products in the WinFX development toolkit that will ship with Vista. The secret to Presentation Foundation is the use of XAML, which stands for Extensibility Application Markup Language. XAML can be read by both Visual Studio, the tool for developers, and by the Expression Suite, which is the tool for designers. Thus, the left hand knows what the right hand is doing. Folks both inside and outside Microsoft demonstrated how Presentation Foundation can develop the next killer applications to be as big as a high-definition TV screen, or as small as a tablet PC, or even a cell phone. The BBC, British Broadcasting Company, offered a demo of its latest service. This will let viewers drag and drop episodes of their favorite BBC shows into sidebars on their Vista desktops. They can also search for content by show title or by genre, and send items to a friend by simply dragging and dropping that show into another sidebar on their desktop. As this demo went through, a lot of people were saying things like, "Wow, is that cool?" as throughout the assembly hall. Also making a pretty big splash at MixOS 6 was Atlas. This is Microsoft's tool for developing with Ajax and ASP.NET. It's shipping with Orcas, the next installment of Visual Studio. Ajax, for those who aren't familiar, stands for Asynchronous JavaScript and XML. It allows, say, a text box or pull-down menu in a web application to refresh while the rest of the page, the header, the footer, images, and so on, stays in place. Ajax makes pages refresh faster and look better to end users. And thanks to the JavaScript libraries in Atlas, .NET developers can use Ajax without extensive dabbling in JavaScript. Now, at all conferences, there are two $64,000 questions. One is it lunchtime yet? And the second is, gee, that's great, but how can I do it myself? Well, the answer to the second question is pretty easily. Both the Windows Presentation Foundation and Atlas are in CTP, or Community Technical Preview. This means developers can download the software, tinker with it, and tell Microsoft what works and also what does not work. Atlas also has a go-live license, which means the applications you develop using Atlas can be ready for prime time. Overall, the clear message from MixOS 6 was this. The next wave of web applications, or Web 2.0, if you're like Tim O'Reilly, will need input from designers and business decision makers, as well as developers, to look good, sell, and stand out in a rapidly growing market. Development technology from Microsoft and from other vendors should make this daunting task easier to swallow. And as the BBC demo showed, the end results can be pretty amazing. Now I'll turn it back over to Jack.
Finally, in the category of true but strange, we find an Apple with Windows inside. Apple introduced Bootcamp beta software that enables Intel-based Macs to run Windows XP. Bootcamp allows users with a Microsoft Windows XP installation disk to install Windows XP on an Intel-based Mac. Are the strange bedfellow operating systems really in the same bed at last? No. The Apple approach is a bit less than elegant and hardly in the class of virtual machine technology we're starting to get used to. Users must hold down the Option key at startup to choose between Mac OS X and Windows. Users must restart to come back to the Mac. For some folks, a triple light switch may still do the trick. Well, it's time for us to turn out the podcasting light. That's it for now from your friends at SearchBB.com. I'm Jack Vaughn.
And I'm Brian Eastwood.
And we are wishing you well.